like a workbook to accompany your book? Because I read your book and I just feel like I could use some tips or guidance, or like a blueprint, or a, you know, step-by-step checklist on what to do now that I've read the book. And I could really use something extra, something, you know, beyond the book. This is Bradley Charbonneau with the aptly named Beyond the Book podcast. And today we're talking about workbooks. Something in addition to your book, a checklist, a workbook, a PDF, a printable thing, a paperback, a some item where your readers could do something more. Something, I see it sort of physical, I see checklists or something that would last, you know, a week or a month or a year or, you know, 52 weeks. And today on the podcast, we have Mariella Smith. Now, she has done quite the workbooks for her books. And it's interesting. She has an interesting story. She even has quite some tricks as to how to create these workbooks. She gave me a little bit of insight into that. And we're going to have her. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. She's not quite here yet. Okay, then we are going to soon have Mariella on the podcast to talk about her workbooks and how these are working together with her book and how they play off each other. How does she offer some version as like a lead magnet, something to give away for free? Or is it even the like luxury item? Like, what if is the book, you know, $6.99 and the workbook is $24.99? Or, you know, it depends, right? So all of this stuff she has experience with, especially with creating the things, which I haven't done because guess what? I don't have a workbook, even though people have been asking me for a workbook. So we're going to get her on the podcast here and get her expert opinions into how to create a workbook for your nonfiction book. All right, until next time, and until we get Mariella back, this is Bradley Charbonneau with the Beyond the Book podcast.